Chapter 10. All Alone. Carlotta was walking very quickly. She knew that someone was following her. Gary held the gun in his pocket. He was desperate to get the Pintadera, and he wasn't afraid to use the gun in the museum. The only thing he could think about was the money. His money. He didn't know where George was, and he didn't care. Maybe it was better alone without George. Then Gary could get all the money. He followed the Spanish girl through lots of different rooms. Each room was full of people, and it was difficult to approach her. Then his luck changed. The girl started to walk towards the toilets. She was going in. This was his chance. Carlotta entered the toilets. Inside, two of the cubicle doors were closed. She knew that police officers were hiding behind them. When the thief came in after her, she wasn't going to be alone. Gary approached the door. He saw a sign on a drinks machine next to the wall. It said, "Out of order," in big letters. He took the sign and put it on the door. "Now, nobody will enter the toilet," he thought. Then he opened the door and walked inside. He saw the girl standing in front of the mirror, doing her hair.
"What have you got in your hand?" he asked her.
Carlotta looked at him, pretending to be surprised.
"You can't come in here," she said. "This toilet is for women only."
"I said, what have you got in your hand?"
shouted Gary.
"Oh, this," said Carlotta. "It belongs to the museum. I'm just trying to find somebody to give it to."
"You can give it to me,"
said Gary, walking towards her.
"I don't think so," said Carlotta. "It's very old. I think somebody at the museum is waiting for it."
Gary was very close now. Carlotta was terrified.
"Give me that thing now!"
Gary screamed and took his gun from his pocket.
"Help! He's got a gun!" shouted Carlotta. She waited for the policeman, but nobody came. She ran to the cubicle doors and pushed them open, but they were empty. She was all alone.
"It's just you and me, darling," said Gary.
He hit Carlotta on the side of her head with his gun. She fainted and fell to the floor. When she woke up, Gary wasn't there, and the Pintadera was missing. The man in the control room was looking at all the television screens. He was controlling the cameras to see all around the museum. He couldn't see Carlotta anywhere. He couldn't see the thief either.
"What's happening?" asked Detective Martin.
"I don't know. I've lost them," said the controller. "I was watching the toilet door, but she didn't arrive. The officers are in place in the toilet cubicles inside."
"So where is she?" said Detective Martin.
"I don't like this. Maybe she's in danger."
"I don't understand," said the controller. "They've disappeared."
"How many toilets are there in the museum?" the detective asked.
"There are lots," said a museum official. "It's a big museum. But she knew she must go to the toilets on the third floor, and she hasn't arrived there."
"Maybe she went to the wrong toilets," said the detective, "and that guy is in there with her."
"I hope not," said the controller. "Wait, let me move the cameras around the floor."
Nobody spoke while the controller was working. Everybody held their breath, very scared.
"Wait," said the controller finally. "There's a toilet on the opposite side of the museum with an out-of-order sign on it."
"But we checked all the toilets this morning," said the museum official. "None of them were out of order."
"That must be the one," Detective Martin shouted. "We'll go there immediately. You keep watching the cameras."
"I will," said the controller. "Good luck. I hope we're not too late."